The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 and 1460, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Jasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassionate, make your choice, the right one. Jasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody. Linda's on assignment, being Tuesday. So, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
Producer of my show.
Today, at least, yes.
Well, you know, most days.
True.
So, how you doing?
So far, so good. Managed to wake up early and didn't end up getting any writing done, but I got to hang out with my sister for a little bit, so that was
well,
nice.
Well, we need to talk about your business one of these days.
Right.
And one of the days we have Jared Rowland here, we'll have you roll in here, and we'll talk about the your business. And it's just a great – here's another entrepreneur out there, another young one, smart, brilliant, and has got a new twist on things. What's the weather look like here for us? I mean, I'm looking outside –
wet.
It appears to be wet.
Yep,
the KCNR weather rock is wet.
At least it's not moving too much. It was moving quite a bit last night.
It was. It was rolling around last night.
We are expecting some winds today. South wind from around 18 miles per hour, gusts up as high as 25. So if you have one of those high-profile vehicles, make sure to take it slow. If you don't, go slow anyway and be respectful of other drivers on the road. We have a low 46 today, high 52, and sort of copy-paste throughout the week. I'm looking at traffic currently, and there's a traffic hazard on 5 South near Old Oregon Trail. There's the road is actually closed on 36 near Forest Glen Drive. There are several traffic collisions. One of them looks like it might have an injury on 5 South near Mountain Gate off-ramp.
Okay.
So just take it slow out there.
What about the do we have travel advisories out because of all the snow? We're looking at they're talking about 100 inches of snow at Lassen. And then I saw where Dunsmuir is already slushy up there.
They did close the road and require chains yesterday. I don't know if that's still accurate today.
What on?
In the Dunsmuir area.
Dunsmuir area. Okay. I know.
Northbound traffic was reduced to one lane.
Okay.
In that area.
All right. 44 is usually needs, when you get up to Eskimo Hill, we're looking at, because of the snow, we're looking at four-wheel drive with snow tires or chains.
Chains are required at Viola, which is a little bit west of Eskimo Hill.
Okay. Anyway, if you're out there traveling in the mountains, this is going to be like it was on Super Bowl week in February. Who is that? February 3rd? It's going to be snow up there. We followed the snowplow up to the top of Eskimo Hill. Then he turned around and went down the opposite. He went down back the way we came. You know, I was looking at him. I had a $20 bill out, and he just laughed. So we went over the side. I mean, we went into fresh snow. It was great. And my Ford F-150 four-wheel drive with brand-new tires. Brand new windshield wipers, brand new oil, brand new oil filter. It had it all. It was there.
Awesome.
And made it into Reno. And had we drove for like 70 miles. On the way back, we drove in 70 miles because it really hit hard that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And four-wheel drive through the snow. So if you're going up in that area, also past Weaverville, I think west of Weaverville, they're looking at snow. I mean, they're looking at snow tires, or not snow tires, but maybe chains up there. Please, please, please. Get on to the Caltrans. They've got all of those places marked. As we go through today,
will be one of your best friends as you travel.
Right, and as we go through the show today for the next 2 hours, Ashley's going to give us updates on all these places. Okay, I want to talk to you about a story about big business and small business, and how big business colluding with other big businesses can drive small businesses, can impact on small businesses, not drive them out of business, maybe not drive them out of business, but impact on them. Shall we talk about this? Let's talk about Nielsen and Arbitron. A lot of times media buyers or people say, well, what's your ratings? And we do not subscribe. I'll tell you, we do not subscribe to Arbitron because they want $1,200 a month from our station. That's like going into your business. You have a small business. You know, you're paying your bills, paying your people. You're doing this. And what happens is somebody comes in and says, hey, look, if you want to have something in your industry like this that you've been using or that, you know, you don't use it, but it's, you know, it's there, it's going to cost you $1,200 a month. Well, you just don't, you know, you don't do it. So somebody, you know, one of the media buyers came in and said, hey, I didn't see you on the last ratings chart. You know, because people look at ratings chart, you know, we do fine. It's because unless you're a member of Nielsen and you reach an arbitrary number, which he couldn't explain to me what it was, not, you know, you are no longer listed. I said, really? I said, well, what kind of impact is that? He says, yeah, well, he says, you know, says the people that do pay for Nielsen, we're talking corporations. Now, I'm big, you know, corporations, they have 5, 10, 15, 20, 100, 150 stations out there, and there's many that do. Say, well, look, you know what, if we pay you but they don't, why should they get what we get? I can kind of understand that, but what's the arbitrary figure? Because we've always reached that before. Well, that's kind of changed. Okay, so now we're not listed anywhere. And you know, so I quickly called the media buyers, and they said, you know what, that we know who you are. We know your audiences and all this. Fine. You know what, there's good people here in town. And then he tried to tell me that the local, you know, corporated stations here, because we are the last privately owned standalone station left in the area. And he tried to tell me that the other two, I said, that's not true. He just stopped. I said, it's not true. They wouldn't do that. They're not complaining. He goes, well, you know what? This is from stations across the country. I mean, he tried to use them by name. I said, that's not true. And I called him on it, and he backed off on it. And so here we are. Here's Nielsen and Arbitron. This is a huge company. And if you don't pay them $1,000 a month or $1,200 a month, for us it would be around $1,000. He said around $1,000. It's not going to be less than $1,000. We're not going to appear anymore. Okay. That's fine. We've never used that as a gauge to it. But because somebody mentioned it to me, that's why I called. So here's the latest. He said if you're in the Nielsen's, which is TV, if you don't pay, you don't, no matter what your ratings are, you don't appear anywhere. Which means then that when media buyers come into an area to buy media, they usually use those. That's it, the system itself sucks, but it's the only system out there. If you don't appear anywhere, that's going to impact in your business. So, and Arbitron, he said, is going in that direction. It's just a matter of time. So if you don't pay them the $1,000, $1,200 a month, even if your ratings are like number one in the area, you're not going to appear anymore. Now, where's other names? There's other names for this. Blackmail. That's the first one I can think of. I won't say extortion, because extortion, I think, means that they're going to hit you. But if they're going to
racketeering, I think.
Racketeering. But if they're going to impact your business, in which you know, it probably will in some areas. If it's in many areas, if it's going to impact your business, unless you pay me $1,000 a month, this is a privately owned business. We can do this. Wow. So coming is for the radio station. They've already done it to TV, but just wait. Within a year, probably. Now, this guy was pretty open to me. I'm not going to say his name, because once we got into a conversation, he just kind of opened up. And I said, look, I know this isn't your decision, and I realize you work for this company. Your whole job is to sell things. But, you know, how do you do this? Why is this going? Why is this? And so this is where we are, my friends. You've got Nielsen and Arbitron, and probably many of you hear from them. Many of you hear from them because they'll call you, or they'll send you this little they'll send you something. They'll pay you $2 to fill the stuff out. And so what I could say is this. If you get that stuff, you might just want to put down that you listen to us. And so we can go past that arbitrary figure, which is not clear how they figured out, because we've always been on it before with how, you know, with the number of listeners and all that kind of stuff. But now it's got something. They've got other things they've added into it. You just might do that. But the thing that bothers me the most is a company this big that has this impact on every media outlet in the country, every media outlet, TV and radio, I should say every media outlet, TV and radio can change it. They change the rules, and if you don't join, we're cutting you out totally, and the impact it has on people. And if you want to stay in this, you got to come up with $1,000 a month. I find that interesting. I find it interesting how that happens. I think of it as something, they've got a monopoly. They have a monopoly on this. Nobody else does it, that they can do this. And again, like I said, that has little impact on us now. I don't know what kind in the long run, because we have a solid audience and we're growing all the time, and we've been here for 10 years. Most places aren't. We're not the corporation. We don't have, you know, 12 stations. We now have 96.5 and 1460. But this is just something that I find very, very interesting, that this company can do this. Because the only ones they're going to impact on, my friends, is small business. Maybe, you know, that the community radio stations, they have maybe two stations or one station, and they're in their community, and, you know, and they are vying against, you know, other people that have, you know, not even from the area that can beam into the town. But they're corporations out of New York and Los Angeles and these others that can do this. It just struck me, you know, did I get angry? Ashley, did I get angry over this?
Not over this.
No, not over this. Because I just see this. I kind of look at this like Facebook and those others, that they have a monopoly almost over what people are seeing on their social networks.
Yep.
So you have to ask yourself, is this something that is good? Is it good for our way of finding out things, the way of passing information? Many people come up to us and tell us, during the fires you were there, during the snow you were there, during this you were there. We know what's going on. This is the news station where people come in, people talk station, where people come in from all over. La Maffa on Friday, Haven Humane, veterans events, congressman, the assemblyman, the sheriff, the chief, everybody is on, because it's a way of passing information out. So, it's what kind of impact? None on us, because we've been here. But I can see it having an impact in the future. How about a newer station starting up, knowing that you've got to add another 1,000 to your bottom line? I would take a break.
Just going to say real quick, if you guys are listening out there and you have a computer, we can track how many people are engaged in our chat room and how many people are logging on to our webpage. That is completely owned by us. And so if you have access to it, get involved on the website and get involved in the chat room, and that'll help our numbers, and we can work around the system that's in play.
I have never used those. I've never used their numbers. People will point to them. And I'll say, 10 years, sold out in many times of the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, sold out from 6 in the morning to late at night. And I go by people that have been advertising with us. Some people have been advertising with us for 8-9 years, and new ones all the time. So, you know, I've never used it. But what it just struck me as being totally, totally a move and a push against small business. People that, you know, they're out there. You know, that, you know, you see, you know, these stations throughout the United States that, you know, that that are out there, you know, being there for the communities. But they, you know, maybe they rely on something like this when people say, well, what's your numbers? Well, you used to be able to point them. Now you can't. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show, speaking of people that have been in business a long time, how about Clyde's? Clyde's. I love that guy. Clyde, the original and still the best. Over at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. You know what? If you're looking for Sony, Samsung, LG, or Klipschitz speakers, Klipsch. It's not Klipsch. And Klipsch Speakers, it's Clyde's Enterprises. Give him a call at 221-4144. Or better yet, stop by, say hello to Clyde. See what he's got going over there. He's got a great crew. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 50 degrees out right now. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have this great deal if you're out there on your site after your home burned down, but you're out there with your RV or trailer, that they'll bring out a 120-gallon propane tank out there. Won't charge you for bringing it out there and give you just a dynamite deal on gas, on the propane. 7:20 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hold that water, keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on? Hold that water, keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Reading Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Antique, modern firearms, historic displays, accessories, and of course, ammunition. And this is the last show before ammo registration begins. Vendors coming from all over the western part of the United States for this once-in-a-year show. The Reading Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV's Tina Shear and radio personality Bass and Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trout pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bassman Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at the Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Presented by Reading Distributing. See you there.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And now back to our show.
All aboard!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460. Think about this, guys. 96.5, your new FM station here in Reading. If you have a problem with us at 1460, you're not going to have any problem with us at 96.5. However, if you have a problem with me at 1460, you're really going to have a problem with me at 96.5. 7:25 in the morning, it's 50 degrees out there. Do we have any, we got a couple other things here, Ashley?
Yes. So I just got a flood watch notification for throughout most of the rest of the week. There are sandbag locations available. There are some in Bella Vista at the Bella Vista Fire Station, Burney Fire District. Reading has some in the Reading Corp Yard. City of Anderson has sandbags, Cottonwood, French Gulch, Mountain Gate, Palisadro, Shingletown, West Reading. There are,
but you got to find the sand, and they've got piles of sand at these places, but that's, you know, when they run out, it's going to take a while to get it back,
and,
too.
And they're expecting not just today, but flooding throughout the week.
In this area?
Everywhere on the Sacramento.
Wow. Okay.
Normally, it's Tehama County that's most threatened by that, but they're saying all the way up to Reading.
Okay. And that's because of the tremendous snow that we're having.
We're getting a lot of rain this week on top of the snow, which is prime for flooding.
Okay. So now we've had fires. Then we've had snows. Now we're going to have flooding. Again, I tell you, there's going to be toads flying, dropping from the sky sometime in May, and then locust in July. You know, is this part of the plagues that are dropping on us here? Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by another small business. This guy by the name of John and Sarah Bastiani started their gun store about the same time we started KCNR, and they have built this built their store up. And their pride in their customer service is just second to none. This is the only place I go to buy firearms. They have every type of firearm I want or would want. They have all the accessories. They have classes there on CCW. They have classes on hunter safety. They have it all. And their gunsmithing is just anything you want. Triggers, you want, you know, scopes added on. All these things that people can do. They can do it at Bastiani Arms. Veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, moving on to other things. You know, it's funny. I don't think I got to this one yesterday, but I want to. It's the fact is that they're going to, on March 5th, next week. Oh, we have a phone. Okay, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. You know, you're talking about your station and what they're trying to make you do. You know, I want to call you and thank you for allowing things like Jefferson and all these other things that we do here in Reading, because they've already cut us off up in Modoc County and stuff. We had another station up there, and they were bought out by people, and they don't like what's going on, and they run them off the air. And, you know, I feel that big companies are involved with the government so much that they are buying up or pushing you out because you are spreading good news that they do not want Americans to hear anymore.
Well, up in Modoc County, at least it used to be a couple of years ago, one of their main stations up there was owned by the Chinese. And
it is now, and they did. We did have a Jefferson thing and all about America and stuff. A guy named Ross and a fellow named Doug run a Wednesday thing up there, and they forced them to get off the air because they said they didn't like the propaganda that they were spreading in America.
Well, you know what? And here's the thing about small radio stations or independent radio stations. Nobody tells me who's on the station. Nobody tells Linda and I who's on the station.
Yeah.
You know, here's what I do is Jefferson is a part of our culture here. And just like many others are, we've had, as you know, we've had the ACLU, we've had Move On, we've had the Northern California State Militia. It's stations like independent stations like this through the country that are that last stand, that maybe that last bastion of that light that's out there
for Americans. And this is what they're trying to get rid of.
Well, they want everything to be the same, and they want to have just one voice, and that's not going to happen. But they are closing it in every time. But like I said, we've never relied on that, and we've thrived in this atmosphere that we are up here of a independent, you know, think for yourself kind of a station, because there's so many people like that out here that are independent up here in Northern California, Shasta, Tehama, where we're reaching. Now we're reaching out further, so we can. You know, that we're there to hopefully have a good impact on our community. You know what?
And it's going to take us, the American people, to keep people like you alive and going so we know what's going on in this world.
Well, I think that could happen. Now, I've got another viewpoint from right here. Thanks, Bob, for your call.
You have a great day. Thank you for what you're doing.
Okay, see, I'm on the other side of your rant. You want ratings for income purposes. They send you. They want your dollars for providing ratings. Seems fair to me. You want money from me to advertise in your station. I have never asked. First of all, I'm not even going to say who this is. I have never asked for money to advertise anything that you're doing, my friend, because I think of it as a community service. This is the person I'm talking to. Benefits from both of us. That's commerce problem. I don't see it. Monopoly? It is a monopoly. Searching for monopoly for newspapers, I have to pay to advertise. I'm a small company, so what? I still have to pay. But do you have to pay enough for your bottom line that you can no longer be a company? Of course you're not confused on that. And like I said, what I'm looking at is the big picture here, my friend. And you are my friend, the one that wrote this. I know it's no problem with you. It's okay. But the thing about it is what I'm looking at is this picture, the big picture across America of doing this, is that if you don't pay, you don't appear anywhere. And that, to me, is, okay, you know, there's no sliding scale. There's nothing. It's this one thing. And they are a monopoly. If there was another place to go to, then you could go to that. But there isn't. There's only one. Arbitron. And Nielsen. And like I said, we've never relied on them. I'm looking at this as a big picture for across the United States. And so, and you love me. Okay, he loves me too. Okay, I love you too. All right. Okay, Ray, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back in a minute. It's 7:32 in the morning. It's 50 degrees. And we can thank our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane for always bringing us weather reports. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. We'll be right back.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Nobody heard about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460. It is 7:37 in the morning here, and this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You're not going to find a better place to work on your heating or cooling systems than Alliance Heating and Air. A veteran-owned business, voted best in the North State, been in the business for over 25 years. Well worth calling them to have some help. Is your heater working the way it should? And when do you start checking on your air conditioner? Make sure all the filters are there, that everything's cleaned out. We've had so many things going on. Is everything working the way it's supposed to? Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. This is Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. I'm here with Steve Delvin. You can guess, but it's Buongiorno. Come sta? Come stai? It must be the Sons of Italy.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, I need you to get right there.
Okay, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, hey, if it's Sons of Italy, you've got something going on here. Usually you come in if something great happening. So what's happening, Steve?
Well, the Irish and the Italians are getting together for the annual cabbage.
St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day dinner.
I was there last year.
Very good. We saw you, yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love corned beef and cabbage.
Well, the Irish and the Italians are getting together. It's our annual.
What?
Yes.
Come on. Okay. Here, what we have here is every year we have the Irish and the Italians get together. They have St. Paddy's Day over at the Sons of Italy down there at, where are we at over there?
We're at the 4850 Cedars Drive.
That's right, 4850 Cedars Drive. You know where that's at. That's where the Sons of Italy always have their things going. The Sons and Daughters of Italy and St. Patrick's Dinner. It's going to be March 16th. It's right. Going to be cocktails. And let me tell you this about cocktails. They pour very generously there because they're Irish and Italian. Are you kidding? And then dinner at 7 p.m., traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner, and entertainment by the Enterprise Starship. Those kids are just absolutely fabulous. Am I stealing your thunder here,
you're
Steve?
You're doing good.
Okay.
And if you ever haven't had a chance to see them, they are great men and women, young men and women performers.
They're super. You know what? They dance. They have all types. They have different types. They go through here. I guess it must be close to, what, 30, 40 minutes of entertainment there
while you're eating. They're going to dance the night away.
Oh, yeah.
The lads and lassies, yes.
Now, this is reservation only because you can only take, like, what? How many people can you take in there?
200 people.
200 people. Now, this is always sold out. And so this is why you want to get your tickets. Now, what happens is you get your tickets and you come in that night. You know, you've got tables there. You can, by the way, you can buy a whole table, can't you? Can people, like, you know, you can
yes.
buy a table.
Yes, absolutely.
And how many people are there at that table?
Well, there'd be 10.
10.
Or 8.
8. So for, what, $160?
Yes, absolutely. $160. Entertainment, tax and gratuity, all included.
Tax and gratuity. Wow. And they're coming out serving. Let me tell you, the corned beef is just melt in your mouth. Great. And, you know, but I'm, you know what, as much as I like the corned beef, it's the cabbage. My Linda, of course, says, don't eat so much cabbage, honey. Either that or go run around the block for an hour afterwards. But I don't care. Corned beef and cabbage on St. Paddy's Day. And then you can raise a glass to St. Paddy. I've never needed that excuse, but this is a good excuse.
If you ever had a meal from the Sons of Italy, you usually don't go home hungry.
You never go home hungry. I don't know if this is this. I don't even know if this is all you can eat. Probably not. But
it'll be all you'll be able to
eat
on a plate. We don't scarf. We don't scrap at all.
We don't skim.
We don't skim.
We don't skim.
Well, from our Paisano days.
Oh my gosh.
To our welcome home Vietnam veterans, they make sure that they all get fed.
You know what?
Best we can.
Here's the other thing. You can make this the trifecta here. Paisano days. Welcome home, veterans, and St. Paddy's Day, the Sons of Italy, will fill you up, and you may not have to eat again for 2 days afterwards. This is what
That's
they do.
The idea.
Not only that, but it's a great night. You know, what we did is we came with a bunch of friends.
Very good. Well, the dancing and entertainment.
There you go.
The lads and lassies.
Is there dancing afterwards?
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
Dance the night away.
I ate so much, corned beef and cabbage, I had to leave. You know, I was full. I couldn't dance at that point. And, Frank, you're just sitting there looking at me like you're going to say something. Frank's always there. Frank is our little gnome. Frank's the gnome of Reading. Good morning, Frank.
I know you're savoring the food already because
I'm thinking about it. It was, sure. I mean, it was really, really good. Not only that, you have a great time. So what you do is you get like 8 of your friends or 6 of your friends, you buy a table. And you go there, you have a great time, you have a great dinner, you listen to Enterprise Starship, and they have some real talent in that. Linda was really impressed last year by a few of their people there. I mean, they're ready to move on to, you know, bigger.
Well, this
bigger
has things. Been our fundraiser. Carol D has been carrying it for quite a while. Sons of Italy have been behind it, getting their uniforms, helping them out any way we can. So this is our big send off for them.
Okay, now this is where the money goes to. From this, it goes to the kids there.
Yes.
So because they do have they put on shows. They need their new uniforms and all those things.
Right.
Yeah, we write them a donated check, and then what also we do is we pass the hat out while the performance is going on, and then whatever the audience gives is also added to what the lodge gives, and it's quite a bit of money. And generally, most of the time is for their travel time and everything that they go around the country doing.
And we got Nick on the phone, but if this is about the St. Paddy's Day, then please join in. But if it's about what we talked about earlier, when we take the break, wait for that one. Okay, he's going to wait. All right, now, you know, here's my thing. Frank, are you going to dress like a little leprechaun?
I generally wear a T-shirt that says I'm Irish or drink Irish beer and drink Irish whiskey. I wear something of that name. And I have a little green, they're a little green hat, the round tops. What do you call them?
Derbies.
Well, yeah.
It's a derby.
Yeah, I got a little green derby.
Really, what it says for Frank, it says I'm Irish, kiss me.
Yeah.
And Frank that day went home with his face was covered with lipstick that night. He's cute.
I think we even serve green beer if you want it. We'll put color in
right.
Your beer.
You know what? Green beer. You know what? And green beer has no alcohol in it.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So, Steve.
I'd like to donate a couple of tickets to your listeners.
Oh.
For the callers that come in. Come on down on us.
Yeah. If you want tickets to the, gosh, I'm not even sure how many of these you've had. Is this like... Oh, this okay. This is your second year for doing it like
correct.
This. This is your okay. The second annual Sons and Daughters of Italy, St. Patty's Dinner, Saturday, March 16th. Cocktails at 5:30. Dinner at 7. Mostly the Sons of Italy start the cocktails at 4, and by the time 7 o'clock rolls around, they're not eating. They're still drinking. They're still drinking their Sons of Italy. But I've got two tickets. I'm just, of course, kidding. I've got two tickets for the Sons and Daughters of Italy St. Patrick's Dinner on March 16th for the first caller at 605-4567. And you can collect these tickets and just have a great time that night. That's also the anniversary of my daughter and son-in-law. They got married on St. Patty's Day. So there. I'm not sure. Is that St. Patty's Day? Is it the 16th?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else that we need to know about this?
By reservation only.
Reservation.
You can call Steve at 224-9524. It's $20 per person, tax and gratuity included. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. Give them a call at 224-9524. Remember, it's at 4850 Cedars Road. It's off at 273. It's easy to find. Make that turn, and there you are at Kenyon. And then you just go west. You know, everybody goes, oh, then you go west. Well, if I'm going, you know, first of all, you have to know you're going south before you need to know you can go west. Take a right at Kenyon Road. You'll get there. The Sons and Daughters of Italy St. Patrick's Dinner, Saturday, March 16th. It's $20 per person. All the proceeds go to the Enterprise Starship Band, who are going to be entertaining you that night, and you can dance later on for that. So, questions? Last thoughts?
I'd just like to thank you.
I'm prepared to eat and drink.
There you go. All right. Okay, hey, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You got to saddle up your boys. You got to draw a hard line. When the guns smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune. And we'll all meet back at the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV's Tina Shear and radio personality Bass and Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trout pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bassman Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at the Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Presented by Redding Distributing. See you there.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
The Redding Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Antique, modern firearms, historic displays, accessories, and of course, ammunition. And this is the last show before ammo registration begins. Vendors coming from all over the western part of the United States for this once-in-a-year show. The Redding Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 and 96.5. Especially the 96.5. Go on and try it out. See what it sounds like over there. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this segment. They're locating, they're relocating their main branch to 192 Hartnell Avenue. Should be open up here in a couple months. Again, they're growing. Cornerstone Community Bank is growing. Started just several years ago and have attracted so many people, so many businesses, because they want you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. And that's what they do. They move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I had, in fact, hung up on that last segment because I didn't want to interrupt that.
Yeah.
So thanks for having me back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you had Ken Murray on last week, and you talked about the newspaper, and I want to get to that. But, you know, I never miss a chance to listen to Ken Murray when he's on the radio. I came home and listened to the archives because he's got a way of patting himself on the back, and it just gets hilarious.
Okay.
You know, nobody did more to put Reading in a financial hole than Ken Murray when he was on the city council.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, there isn't a race he didn't like.
Was
that being said, you know, that's what contributed and brought our unfunded liabilities up so high, and that's why our services are so poor, why you've got holes in your roads out there now. Okay? So, that being said,
okay,
a local platform like you have is so important to get our ideas, our thoughts out, and what's going on in our community instead of being led around by the nose by a big corporation, which is what has happened to our newspaper. But it is my opinion that this started with a record searchlight quite a while ago. In fact, when Silas Lyons came to town and put the liberal bent on the Reading searchlight, and nobody contributed to it more than Carol Ferguson and her letters to the editor. You couldn't get a conservative letter in there. And I was a prime example. I wrote a letter that voiced a different opinion to Proposition B and their half-cent sales tax, saying where this money was going to go. And she wouldn't print it. And I caught her lying on your program. I don't know if you recall that or not. That
I
was
remember.
Her last time she was on your program. And she sat there and she told me the reason she wouldn't print my letter was because they only allowed one letter a month. And I pointed out that two of her pets and one of them, another one, had two and three letters a month on there. And, you know.
But what you're doing is, what you're saying, Nick, is kind of what I was saying, is that when you've got one newspaper, and, of course, it's owned by a national corporation who has, as everybody knows, where their love lies. And this is exactly what happens. You end up having one point of view.
That's right. But what I'm saying is it was imported in two or three owners ago. With our local newspaper.
Well, I'd like, you know what, we need a local newspaper. We need to have that. But I think a newspaper like a community radio station should reflect the community. And if the community votes in a certain way, it doesn't mean you don't have opposing views. But it appears to me is that, you know, it should reflect on the community itself. And this is where the Record Search Light kind of went off the rails.
Hey, you know what? They don't have a crime page. We should have a crime page, just like Shasta County should have mugshots.com on there, where you could look at the people's mugshots when they came in. Boy, that opened my eyes to the criminals that are in our community. There's so much crime in Redding that doesn't get reported. It scares you.
There is crime. And a lot of it is, intramural crime on thugs out there. But in many cases, we're starting to see more violence. We're starting to see people coming into homes. We're starting to see people get cars taken. And it seems to me when I'm reading or when I'm listening or when I'm online that I see people being shot, stabbed in a much higher ratio than we did before. In the northern state area here, and it's kind of interesting. Is it's taken maybe this long to get up here, but I don't think we've seen the worst of it yet.
Oh boy, that's disappointing to hear. Maybe we should change the saying for Redding to "City of Sirens."
No, because this is a beautiful city, and we still have much better than you do in places like San Francisco or Stockton or Sac or any of those places. I mean, they're still getting their arms around it. Yeah, I can still walk down the river trail without worrying about it. But then again, I walk with 12 of my friends. No, I mean, there's many places here that we can't overstate it, because then you start getting this thing of fear, and there's no reason to have bare fear out there where you just have, you've worked it up in your head or worked it up in your mind. Oh God, something's going to happen. It's going to be terrible. When reasonably, you know, a reasonable thought on that is, this is rare. I can walk down the street. I can go shopping and all this. Is somebody going to approach me to want money? That could be. I haven't had that happen, except as I'm passing, somebody says, "Hey, got some change?" You know, I just keep walking on. I imagine, I don't know about you, Nick, have you had anybody get really aggressive, get in your face so you felt threatened?
No, I've got a friendly personality, and I'm friendly to them. I say, "Hi,
yeah.
How are you?" They ask me for money. I tell them I don't carry cash. And, yes, I did have three thugs eye me one morning. It was in November when it was dark at 7 in the morning, and I'm at work. And I looked at them, and they looked at me, and I could tell that they were just out of prison long enough for their cell to get painted. And I stuck my chest out and glared right back at them, and they kept going. And that's when I went down and got my CCW, because I didn't feel safe anymore.
Well, unfortunately, it's like that sometimes, and I can tell you the CCW classes are all filled.
And, yeah, that's right. You need to prepare for that.
It's interesting seeing, I've been teaching it for 10 years, to see how it's changed in the sense of that. Why are you taking the class? And, if, you know, a lot of it first was, hey, it's my right, Second Amendment, and all this. And it started changing, first gradually and then almost totally. To protect myself, protect my family. My husband's gone, and his job takes him away, you know, in the evening, so I want to be able to protect my kids. It became then almost 100% protection. It's interesting to see how it's shifted like that, because it wasn't like that when we first started teaching.
But a paper, the news, should be unbiased.
Should be.
And we need to get rid of these reporters and these columnists that start subliminally trying to steer us the way they want us to go.
There you go, buddy.
Hey, have a great day. Thank you.
That's all thanks, Nick. That's all really, frankly, people want in news. I want to know when it happened, what it was, where it was, the events around it. But I don't want the reporter's opinion on it. I just want to just tell me what's happened. There was an article I just saw in the paper that, you know, about new gun laws that are coming up. That was very, very, you know, it was, to me, it was pretty fair, because it went on both sides and said what both sides wanted. There was nothing in there saying, well, this is good or this is bad. I thought that was cool. That was the way I think reporting should be. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and if we come back from the news, we're going to have Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, with us and talking about what's happening in that world and what we can do to help our furry friends.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ahead of his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, President Trump tweets, just arrived in Vietnam. Thank you to all of the people for the great reception in Hanoi. Get more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The talks are aimed at North Korea giving up nuclear weapons in exchange for relief from economic sanctions and better relations with the U.S. and other nations. President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un are scheduled to have a private dinner Wednesday evening, followed by discussions on Thursday. This week's summit is a follow-up to their first historic meeting in Singapore last June.
Mr. Trump arrived aboard Air Force One earlier. Kim arrived in Vietnam by train. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell on Capitol Hill saying the U.S. economy should keep expanding at a solid, though somewhat slower pace this year.
Appearing before the Senate Banking Committee, Powell also warned of growing risks, including a global slowdown, volatile financial markets, and uncertainty about U.S. trade policy. In delivering the Fed's semiannual monetary report to Congress, Powell says the Fed will be patient in determining when to boost its benchmark policy rate in light of the various crosscurrents and conflicting signals. He says the Fed's rate decisions will be data-dependent as the economic outlook evolves.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Democrat-controlled House expected to vote today to overturn President Trump's national emergency declaration.
House Democrats are expected to approve a measure to block the president's national emergency declaration to build his border wall. Maryland's Steny Hoyer.
I hope that every member of the Congress votes not for party, not for a president, but votes for a constitutional system that has preserved democracy for over two centuries.
The measure should sail through the House easily, but it could hit a roadblock in the Republican-controlled Senate.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The Dow down 95 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
The Iranian foreign minister says he's hoping his sudden resignation will strengthen the position of his fellow diplomats in their conduct of Iran's foreign policy.
Now people are saying that he's tried to resign before. He's become increasingly frustrated. He's under growing pressure at home from the political hardliners who never liked his negotiations with the West, never trusted him and the West. And that pressure has mounted, and it seems the last straw was yesterday's significant and rare visit of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. And it seems Javad Zarif, the foreign minister, was not included, was not informed.
That's the BBC's Lise Doucette. In Australia, the most senior Roman Catholic cleric ever charged with child sexual abuse has been convicted, Cardinal George Pell appealing the conviction. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There is a health recall on certain bags of green beans and cut butternut squash. It's sold in almost a dozen southeastern states.
The Food and Drug Administration's monitoring the recall of market-side brand green beans in 12 and 32-ounce bags and butternut squash in 1-pound packages. They could possibly be contaminated with listeria, which is especially dangerous for young children or frail older people. Southern Specialties says one of its suppliers said the bacteria was detected in routine testing. Most of the bags were retrieved before they reached store shelves, but the recall is being done as a precaution. The best buy dates on the bags range from March 6th through March 9th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And once again on Wall Street this morning, stocks in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down about 88 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM.
Woohoo!
And 1460 AM. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Oh, gosh. It's the news is brought to you every morning and at every break by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your choice. It's your community. They have the care and compassion that people look for in a hospital. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley, let's catch us up on not only weather, but road conditions here.
So we are looking at lots of rain on top of the snow throughout the North Valley. And so we're going to have a high potential for flooding throughout the week. And we'll be ranging around 50 for most of the week. But showers today, 100% chance tomorrow, 100% chance today. Thursday we're down and we might dry out just a little bit. But we'll still have some showers throughout the day. Looking at road conditions throughout the North State, if you're headed east, lots of snowplows, lots of chain conditions. If you're headed west, lots of traffic hazards. There's a roads mudslide that's bringing 299 down to one lane, 3.9 miles west of Helena. There are snowplows all around Old Station, chains in Viola if you're headed eastbound. And snowplows everywhere. North I-5 seems to be clear at the moment until you get past Weed. There is an incident reported that direction. Looks like CHP is on their way. But dangerous conditions all around the North State, so be safe out there.
Okay. I can hear Irish Italians out there in the background. That's okay. We're fine here. And you know what? There's a lot of things going on. I'm just loving my chat room here. I'm learning about the Irish, about things to say that we have as one of our listener points out. Hey, we have something called the Irish car bomb. It's a drink. He says, do not order that when you're in Ireland. I love that. And then Coach Bob is still whacking at me. In a good way. And producer Ashley is going right back at him. So it's, you know what? I love it. Now, here's another part. You know what? We go back in the community radio. I don't know if you heard earlier, we're talking about how Arbitron is going to cut off people that don't, you know, that don't pay them their $1,000 or $1,200 or $1,500 a month. And how an impact this could have on small businesses, independent radio stations. And we talk about what independent radio stations mean across our country, you know, in the community-wise. And we're not the only radio station. We're the last privately owned single-standing radio station still alive. The rest of them have shut down. Even corporation radio stations have shut down. But one of the reasons that we're here is because of you, Mark, and Mark Story, of CEO of Haven Humane. And he brought, of course, with him Jim Lewis today. But this is one of the things you're not going to see once corporate takes it over, in my opinion, that the community radio, that where you're bringing in groups of people that do things for our community. And, you know, I'm not back up on my saddle up again tilting. But, again, I look at what independent radio means to communities throughout this country. And if you needed Arbitron to get advertising, that means there's going to be a whole lot of people put out of business. We never have relied on Arbitron, never, from the very beginning, because I refused to pay that much money a month to have them tell me that people are listening or not listening. We know by the number of people that advertise with us and the people that listen. But we have things. We have people like Haven Humane that come in here and do a great service for our community, as do others that we have in here, Shasta County Veterans Service Office and all these. So this is just one part of one of the reasons we really enjoy having a radio station. So, good morning there, Mark.
Good morning.
I know. You probably thought I was going to say something about the Air Force.
No, I knew better.
You had a beard last time I saw you, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I did. I shaved it off. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I agree. I think that you guys do an amazing job for the community and are a big part of why this community is so great. And we are, you know, a proud partner of the radio station and you guys and have had a long relationship and hopefully we'll have a lot longer relationship with the radio station and you guys. And I think that that's really important. I think you do a great job of constantly being up to date and interviewing people in the community and what's going on within our community, and that's something you're not going to find at larger stations a lot of times.
You know what? Somebody called in and said they had a there was a group of people up in Modoc County. They were just forced off the air because the new company that bought them didn't like what they were saying. And they can do that. They can just force people off. I mean, I could arbitrarily cut every other show off, but we have more local shows than probably most other stations. I mean, maybe as far south as San Francisco, we've got 14 local shows a week.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So, you know, but that's just part of it. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm beating my chest. We're not, but this is just what we've built and what people have wanted to be with us over this time period, and like you. You've been with us for a long time.
No, I agree, and I think that we're getting farther and farther away from community stuff. Community television, KIC, that's another example of community. You know, it's harder and harder for them to keep their doors open, and they provide a great service for the community
as
well.
And they get federal funding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. You know, they get federal funding, and so they're restricted in certain things.
Yep.
There's certain shows they can't show that up here in Northern California would probably be a big show.
Yep.
I mean, I'm talking about things like, you know, outdoor shows. Things like that.
Right.
Okay. Hey, you've got so many things going on, and you brought a guest, which means I don't have to carry you for the whole hour.
Exactly. That's why I brought him, yeah.
What's going on, buddy?
So we've been busy. You know, the snow hit us just like it did everybody else. We shut down for a couple of days, lost power. I know that there's a lot of people that are on the opposite side of this, but I want to send a shout-out to RU because RU did a fantastic job of sending out a tech and getting us power because we had 400 animals without power.
Wow.
And they needed heat, and we needed more important than the heat because we could have figured out heat. We needed water pressure to clean. We were out without power starting, I think it was Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning sometime. We're not sure when the power exactly went out. Jim and I were one of the seven people that were able to make it in on Wednesday morning. We basically just gave them food and water, kept the doors closed so we could keep the heat in, and it was pretty good. We had we've got about 400 animals in there. And then the next day we had about 28 staff members who were able to make it in, which was great. And so we were able to clean, but we didn't have water pressure, so we weren't able to clean as well as we would have liked. And then an RU rep came out, Richard Hansen, great, fantastic guy. I want to send out a big shout out to him, and he really worked hard to get us power. And so we had power restored Thursday afternoon, which is great. So Friday the staff came in and worked their tails off to clean properly and get everybody taken care of. And I think we did a really, really good job. But the work isn't done for us, unfortunately. Like most people in the community, we lost dozens of trees and have lots of areas that are shut down because we need to get limbs and stuff taken care of. And, of course, the rains aren't really facilitating that right now. But we're working on it. And, you know.
Well, you know what? I sent Dan Beans a personal thank you and said things, had him on, had his people on. Is the guys that are out there putting people back on the, you know, getting them back up, getting the electricity back up. And the amount of work they did and the things they do, you know, they worked from, I mean, literally right before dawn till dusk where they couldn't see any further because touching a wire with, you know, like 800,000 volts coming through it is not something you want to just like touch, and repairing the all those stations that were, you know, the junction boxes and all those things that were blowing up, and you could see them, you could just see blue light everywhere from exploding like that. It's just the fact that the our REU came through for us.
Yeah.
And
they're still working.
And they're still working. And REU came through for us. And we have our own local electricity company. And people will fight me on this, to, you know, on this. Well, I mean, people will say, sell REU, take that money, pay this off, pay that off. No, no, it's not good for the community. Again, REU is great for our community.
I agree.
And I will say that just like, and not to just puff you up, just like Haven Humane is good for our community.
I'll agree with that, too.
I know you will. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, another small business in that you all should be supporting. Four Winds Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store right here in Reading that has something for everybody. And I tell you what, at very, very fair prices, but just great quality, great. Your price point at Four Winds Jewelry is just simply outstanding. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Mark Story, Jim Lewis from Haven Humane.
With us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Assemblyman Brian Downey is tough on illegal immigration.
As Assembly Republican leader, I led the fight to ban sanctuary cities that protect undocumented criminals.
Brian Downey opposed the liberal agenda to make it easier for the undocumented criminals to break our laws and get away with it.
Stop this politically correct nonsense.
Let's put California first and end illegal immigration. As Republican leader, Brian Downey was tough on taxes and tough on liberals.
I was 100% rated by the California Taxpayers Association. Stopped a $400 billion government takeover of health care and killed billions in new taxes and protected Proposition 13.
Brian Downey, the unanimous choice of conservatives to lead Republicans in the state assembly. Endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters. 100% rated by the California Police Chiefs Association. A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian Downey, Reagan Republican for State Senate. Brian Downey, he's on our side. Paid for by Brian Downey for State Senate 2019.
Real people, real winners.
Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year?
Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 24th. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seats. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win poker seat of a lifetime. Because poker is better at the river. For all the details on poker seat of a lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5. FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and her people are there to help, there to assist you. Have emergencies out there, houses burnt down, maybe mom and dad living with you, but you've got to go to work, and maybe they need somebody to come in while you're gone. Why not call Home Helpers, 226-8350. Have them come in and check, make sure everything's okay. Or maybe, you know, loved ones have had maybe an operation, so they're laid up, so they can't get around as well. Call Home Helpers. They believe in helping our community also. Check them out at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. It is 8:20 in the morning. It's 49 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to keep raining. We're going to have at the bottom of the hour, we'll have snow reports and where you're going to need chains and extra help getting around. We were talking during the break, and I want to make this point too. We are blessed in this community. We actually are. We have the two main radio stations here, Reading and Results Radio. They're community-oriented. Not to the extent we are, but they are community-oriented. And you have people out there helping all the time. If Naomi Yamamoto, who works for Results Radio, one of their salespeople, was just chosen as, like, the person of the year by the Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, when they said that, but then they read everything this lady has done for our community. My gosh, Naomi's like a one-man community help organization. And like we said, and the other people, Billy and Patrick, Don and Heather, other people out there that they, you know, everybody, we're lucky, we're blessed to have all of the, you know, the stations here, the major stations here on the, you know, with the personalities that are here to support our community. And I don't want it to make it sound like it's not. Just in a lot of times, corporate radio, as we've learned, that control, you know, 50, 60, 100 stations. They don't like what you're saying. They don't like what's coming over the air. If they just want to change, tomorrow it changes. So, anyway, let's go back to Mark's story and Jim Lewis from Haven Humane. A lot of things going on, buddy.
Yeah, let me go over a couple of things that are going on, and then we'll talk to Jim about what he does at Haven. But so we made some calendars in conjunction with One Safe Place, and they're called People in Pause calendars. They're 2019 calendars. I know we're almost to March, but we've got quite a few of these left. And they're featuring Shasta County's emergency response personnel and our great adoptable dogs. So this is a great time to be able to support Haven and One Safe Place. You can order them from our website, havenhumane.org, and you can do that with PayPal, or you can come to our facility, or you can do it by calling 241-5262, which is development. Those are $15 a piece, and they're great. They've got a lot of our first responders in it and with some of our adoptable dogs, which is fantastic. So please get some of those. I want to give a save the date for register for Doggy Dash. We want you to register. It's going to be Saturday, March 23rd, so it's just around the corner. You can go to our Facebook page or website for the link to register for Doggy Dash. Our Doggy Dash is a 5K and 10K run. The 5K is $25. The 10K is $40. And your dogs are welcome and encouraged to bring them. It's the only dog-friendly run in the North State, so we're really looking forward to it. It's at Turtle Bay. You go across the Sundial Bridge. It's a beautiful run. You go around the Arboretum Loop, and then you actually go through the Arboretum and come through. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of dogs, a lot of runners. Come on out. It is a certified run, so if you're a hardcore runner, it's a certified 5K and 10K run as well, so you can get an official time off of that. And if you're not, and you just want to come out and support Haven and bring your dog and walk
your
dog. Go for
a walk.
Or,
you can walk,
yeah, walk, run, whatever. Yeah,
every dog has to be on a leash, though.
Yes, every dog has to be on a leash. And, yeah, I mean, I totally encourage that as well. I wouldn't run if it were me. I don't run if I'm chasing.
It is just great seeing Mark out there running in that. I'm not sure what kind of that. If those are tights or a leotard when you're running, because it's a little chilly at times. But you've got four dogs on leashes running down the road with you. And one you're carrying. Pit bull you're carrying because, you know.
Yeah, that's not
he's
true.
A lap dog.
That's not true. I wouldn't run, number one. And number two, I wouldn't run with all those dogs.
I had a British officer working for me, a naval officer once. I said, hey, let's go out for a run. You know, and he goes, he looks at me. He goes, officers never run. It scares the troops. Okay. Okay. What's next?
So we got a lot of other stuff to talk about, but I want to introduce Jim Lewis. Jim's our shelter manager, so I want Jim to just kind of talk about a little bit about what he does at Haven, because he's got one of the bigger jobs there.
You do, my man. And I tell you what, every time I've been down there, it strikes us when we come down there about how clean the place is and how you're taking care of those animals. Thank you. Just up front, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words. I'm glad you had me this morning. So I'm the shelter manager, which is a position of my own creation on one of my less smart days. But we combined the adoptions manager and the kennel manager into one position. So I run the adoptions department, the mm-hmm. kennels, which is everything, behind that people don't always see, in charge of the facility and all the maintenance. I've got a crew of about 18 people, I believe.
Well, does that include volunteers?
Or that's just the paid staff.
Paid staff, 18. Wow.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's a big job. Because you have to clean those out every day and make sure the dogs and cats are okay. Because it's not just the dogs.
No, that's right. It's dogs, cats, livestock, feral cats, chickens, anything you can think of that might come in.
You have chickens?
We have one rooster right now. We'll get chickens. speaking of community and giving shout-outs, we talked about cleaning dog kennels in the snow with no power. Those 28 staff that were there with flashlights, lugging 10-gallon buckets of water up and down the kennels to make sure everyone had their water to drink and to clean up anything that was really urgent to clean.
Mm-hmm.
It was, as much as I would have rather had a normal day of business, it was really nice to see everyone who showed up and just got the job done regardless of the situation.
You don't think of these things. You don't think that there's 18 people working to keep everything clean.
Janet just texted me. You have 21.
I have 21.
Those are three you don't see because they're in the back. They're shoveling chicken guano or something like that.
He also has the kitten nursery.
Yes, kitten nursery, which we opened last year.
Another great idea from Haven Humane.
Yeah, we're getting ready to open it up. We're shooting for April 1st. Don't hold me to that. Be back open for 24-hour care of orphan kittens, so that'll be interesting.
I won't hold you to it. but I will hold Mark to it.
Okay, good.
Because you know what, you write the checks, let him cash them. Okay, just say, hey, we're going to be up April 1st. We don't. Well, talk to Mark. What's the hardest part of your job?
The hardest part of my job is that's too hard of a question. I'm stumbling now, but I think.
I was looking for – this is why I tell you what I'm looking for, so it'll help you and give you a chance to think here. I'm thinking that you probably see dogs that you say, you know, somebody said, this dog is just great. Mm-hmm. Why is it still sitting here 80 days?
Yeah.
Does that – I mean, does that ever hit you?
Yeah, of course that hits me, and that's why I have three shelter dogs at home and four shelter cats. three shelter cats.
Yes. And 21 employees, maybe.
21
right
employees,
now. Right now.
I think for me, the harder part for me is the employees, watching the employees go through the hard stuff more so than watching the animals or knowing. I know that they're doing everything they can to help those animals. I know when the animals are with us, we're giving them the best care we can. But watching employees trying to process some of the emotional things they have to go through, like a dog who's been there for 90 days, and you know, you see them sometimes going in their kennels and just cuddling with the dogs. You know, if they could take it home, they would take it home.
Yeah.
But they're just doing their best to get it adopted.
I cannot work there. Our house is not big enough.
Yeah.
And you know, and I think there's laws that you can't have more than six, five, four, five.
Yeah,
six.
City of Reading is six.
Six dogs. Wow. Our next door neighbor has four. And it's just interesting to see how when he takes them out, he takes them out every day, sometimes twice a day. Takes them out, puts them in the beater, and puts them in there. And as they're leaving, you can hear, pop, 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 pop. They all know where they're going. And he takes them out for an hour. But, you know, what you all have is a day-in, day-out job of making sure that these animals, and it's not the best situation, though, but they're being taken care of, and there is love. There is there is affection from your people there. Because, you know what, you couldn't work there unless you had this. If you had no visceral sense, no visceral feeling, I don't think you could work there.
We've had people that have come in and have started work there that were like that, and they last a week or two.
Yeah, because, you know.
It's not a job. I mean, it really isn't. It's a career. It's a choice. Some people can do it for the long haul. Some people can only do it for a couple of years. Some people want to do it for a couple of weeks. Jim touched on it. I think in every aspect of what we do, the animals are the easy part. I mean, yeah, we see some horrible things, and sometimes it's you know, if we have to euthanize an animal that, you know, we're attached to, those are horrible, horrible days. But the animals, for the most part, are the easy part. It's the humans that are the tough part. You know, seeing our staff go through stuff, seeing people bring animals in that you know are theirs, seeing animals that you know are there because a human did something to them. Mm-hmm. That's always the difficult part, is the human stuff. I mean, yeah, the animals are the easy part. If we didn't have to deal with the humans, it would be a lot easier job.
Of course. Sure. That's the way it is with everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, hey, we've got to take a quick break here. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Jim Lewis, who takes care of not only just the kennels, the doggy and the kitty kennels, but also the adoption program. And I'm sure that you'll find something else. Mark will find something else to drop on you, like training, you know, potbelly pigs for a show or something like that for later on. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy has split it out so she's got her insurance and financial. She's expanding, growing, as people will do, and they do a really good job. They can expand. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. My life insurance is with Judy Maxwell. Give her a call, 221-0441. We'll be right back. It is 8:30 in the morning, and it's 49 degrees. And when we come back after this break, we're going to give you a heads up on everything that's happening weather-wise and where you need to have chains, snow tires, four-wheel drive, and snow cats.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200. Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
that doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR1460 in downtown, the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. Everything that's going on, I saw Danny Knott of the Knott of K2 and the Knott Brothers, Knott Family, the other night. And let me tell you something. You know, we were at the Cancer League, and Linda and I were emceeing that, and Knott, K2, threw in a huge donation for the Cancer League. What a great offer. I mean, what a great thing they did, K2 Development did for the Cancer League that night. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, the place, the only place to get a haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. What can I say? You walk in, you have an appointment, so now you just walk in and get your haircut. Otherwise, you get there early, catch up on all your reading, reload your testosterone, and then you're ready for the rest of the day, maybe even the rest of the month. Okay, we're here with Mark Story and Jim Lewis, but first we want to do a catch-up on all the on snow conditions and people are traveling outside of Reading and any of the – I know we had wrecks earlier this morning too.
Yes, we've had several accidents throughout the morning, one just recently in Anderson off of Happy Valley and Olinda Road. That one, fortunately, is a no injury, but a lot of people are skidding around on these roads, so be careful. We're looking at 50 degrees throughout most of the week, heavy rain today and tomorrow, and then it'll start to maybe clear up by Thursday and Friday. As far as road conditions throughout the North State, we do have lane closures if you're headed west in pretty much all of those areas. We do have a snowplow south of Hayfork on 36. We have a snowplow headed north on 5, just south of Dunsmuir currently. And we have a lot of plows and chain conditions to the east. Most of the ones I'm seeing on the map right now are to the east. A lot of plows headed toward Burney, and a lot of the chain conditions are in the Shingletown Viola area and Old Station. That.
Yeah, when you get up there, when you get hit up the Eskimo Hill, and I think a lot of people know 44 up there, when you get to about that point there, you know, be ready to go four-wheel drive, or in some of these places we'll tell you you have to have chains. Unless you have four-wheel drive with snow tires on every on every axle, at every wheel. So if you are traveling, it's going to be like this, 100 inches of snow up in Lassen's expected.
Yeah,
and Tahoe, I saw a photo up in Tahoe. Unbelievable. This person was standing there in the snow. And I would just say, let's just say that it was an average person. Let's just say 5'8". The snow had to be three body lengths above them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you looked at it. In this one, in the spot they had there.
And they're just expecting more and more. So if you're headed that direction, make sure you have vacation days saved up because you aren't coming back anytime soon.
The other thing, my friends, then, is floods after this.
Yes.
Just stand by because for the first time, all the way up to Sacramento, including Reading, they've got the flood watches out.
They even have sandbag stations as far as Burney.
Wow.
So, but there's a specific, the National Weather Service released a specific alert for the Sacramento, especially the upper regions of Sacramento. Normally, a lot of our flooding happens in Tehama County and south because more water joins there. Mm-hmm. There's definitely going to be flooding there, but there are threats as far north as Reading.
Okay. So you can pick up your sandbags down at the county yard, and there may be sand there. And then I think there's in other different places around. To pick up sandbags if you need that. So, fires, snow, floods, and I made the statement that locust and toads probably rest the place.
Locust
and somebody just tuned in just as I was saying that, and they're going, locust? I've lived here a long time. I've never seen locust. It was kind of a joke. All right. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Jim Lewis, who heads up his not only the adoption, but takes care of the – he and his crew take care of the kennels, both the dog and the kitty kennels. Mm-hmm. So, okay. A lot of things happening.
Yeah, so we got our second Tuesday Club coming up really quick for March. That's going to be at Mazatlan Grill on March 12th from 5 to 9 p.m. Mazatlan's located at 1630 Hilltop Drive. If you haven't been there, you need to go. It's fantastic food, and we were talking about their tableside guacamole that they make fresh while we were at break there. But they're fantastic, and they have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help us help the animals. So please go by and eat there on March 12th. Volunteer orientation. So we've revamped our volunteer program, and we're in the process of revamping it even more. Right now you can do a volunteer application online. If you go to havenhumane.org, you can find the link there to the volunteers. You can fill out the application. Our volunteer coordinator, Cassie, will get on and get in touch with you about when to schedule your dog and cat body language training at Haven. And then from there, you become a volunteer. We have tons of other opportunities for volunteers, not just walking dogs and socializing cats. And that's going to be opening up even more as we move along in a new training program that we're going through for volunteers, which is great. And then vaccine clinics, a couple different things here. First off, we do low-cost vaccine clinics the first and third Wednesdays of every month. That's from 2 to 4 p.m., and that's at Haven. So we do that right in front of the clinic now. So it's in the clinic. And that allows you to come in and get your pets vaccinated without paying for an office visit. Also, we have a dog licensing and rabies vaccination clinic. The next one will be March 19th. From 5:30 to 6:30 at Cottonwood Fire Hall on 4th Street in downtown Cottonwood. To purchase a dog license, bring proof of rabies, or purchase a rabies vaccine for $8 at the clinic. And rabies vaccinations are also available for cats for $8. Microchips for dogs and cats will be available for $20. And a full schedule is published on our website under the Programs and Services tab.
Wow. I know, a bunch of stuff going on there.
But. Yeah, and I'll throw out this save the date. So we do have a save the date. Our Pet Fest, which is when we turn Haven into a big carnival, will be May 4th. It'll be at Haven Humane Society. We'll have a full vaccine clinic also on site, as well as adoption specials. We'll have lots of vendors, a bunch of demonstrations. We'll have our Westminster Dog Show. We will also have splash dogs there, so they'll have the pool out there. They'll be jumping. We'll have lots of raffle baskets. We'll have some food and hopefully both adult and regular beverages as well. So it's going to be a good time. That will be from 12 to 4 or 12 to 5. I'm not sure the end time of that yet. On May 4th, again, that's going to be at Haven Humane Society. So please come on out. Again, we encourage you to bring your dogs on a leash, bring the whole family, and have a good time. It's a really good time.
It is a good time. A lot of things going on there. Splash dogs are cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were there that one time. Since changed the date back to where it's cooler. I was looking at getting into the splash pool. As I think I did see people in the splash pool later.
I jumped in the splash pool. And I don't think they want to encourage that, but I jumped in the splash pool the first year we had it because it was like 110 degrees. So after
that's right.
The thing,
You won second place.
I think I placed. Yeah.
You did. I thought it was second there. Yeah. I thought that lab. Yeah. Got you by a nose.
The lab just got me. Yeah.
By a nose.
Yeah. Well, I think it was all on my takeaway.
Yeah. But see that tennis ball in his mouth just.
That part. You know what? The way you grasped the ball in midair without using your hands was something, real frankly, I am sitting there without a camera.
I'm treat motivated. I don't know what to tell you.
All guys are treat motivated. That's all guys are treat motivated. Oh, my gosh. Hey, something's come up. I'm going to take a quick break because I want to talk to you about something that's serious, believe it or not. So let's take a quick break right here. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know what? If you're tired of doing the dishes, you're tired of cutting grass, you're tired of having to worry about paying this bill, paying that bill, and you just want to have, relax, and enjoy those twilight years, you might say. River Commons Senior Living is the place. Beautifully designed community surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreation. It's near the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It's like a mini cruise ship parked in front down here on Hartnell. Gourmet chefs, entertainment, and activity directors, they have the whole thing. And you can have your pet there. This is a pet-friendly place. So, you think about that. You can have your pet, and you go into your apartment, and just, live the life that you want to live. To see more, or even just to go down there, have lunch, talk to the people, have a tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back with Mark Story, Jim Lewis of Haven Humane.
Whoa. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Stilvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV Tina Shear and radio personality Bass and Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trout pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bassman Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at the Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Presented by Redding Distributing. See you there.
The Redding Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Antique, modern firearms, historic displays, accessories, and of course, ammunition. And this is the last show before ammo registration begins. Vendors coming from all over the western part of the United States for this once-in-a-year show. The Redding Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. So, hope everybody's having a great day. It's rainy. It's going to be rainy. It's 49 degrees now. I think it's going to go up to like the mid-50s. Got to be looking for snow in the higher elevations. Check Caltrans. Check the Caltrans page. Which page should they be looking at specifically, Ashley?
Caltrans has a quick map. That's the easiest way to get an overhead view of everything that's going on.
If you're traveling, if you're heading east and you're heading out towards Susanville or anyway, Shingletown, past Shingletown, you're going to start running into snow in some places, chains.
And
so take a look.
Don't expect to come back.
Yeah, because it's coming down hard up there. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Emergency care. How many times have people gone into an emergency room and been in there 3-4 hours? Shasta Regional Medical Center, you will be seen within 30 minutes of coming in there. You know, that's a huge thing. He's seen within 30 minutes of coming into Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just one of the great things that they are doing for our community. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's what they stand for. And speaking of caring, compassion, and community, I guess you could use that for Haven Humane.
Too. Save, care, love.
There you go. Tagline. Okay. Mark Story, CEO, and Jim Lewis, who heads up all of the adoptions and taking care of all the animals, is with us today. Now, here's, you know, in the paper, and I just checked the website because I had either the paper had it totally wrong or I was reading it and missed it. But the only emergency 24-hour-a-day clinic we have is Asher.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be closing down Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday because they don't have enough vets to run it 24 hours a day. Now, it'll still be open Friday through Monday during the weekend, which is, you know, important. But the big the gist of the article there in the Record Searchlight is that we are woefully short of veterinarians here in our area.
Yeah, I think it's not just our area. There's a national shortage, I think, on veterinarians, and I don't have any statistics to back that up. But what I will tell you is that with most of the groups that I am in with other shelter directors, CEOs, there's lots of people looking for veterinarians right now.
I know that. We know several veterinarians, and one that has is short right now, a veterinarian. But the thing about it seems like it's hard to find veterinarians that want to come to rural areas. I guess it's lucrative with the small animals, not so lucrative with large animals. However, when you're out here, a large animal vet, you've got to do both in some cases. Though it's a specialty, really, small animals or large animals. And there's, but still, finding vets and listening to all the veterinarians from the article and from other, you know, just from anecdotal conversations we have with people is this is something that we could be facing a crisis in a few years.
Yeah, I think that there's more people going into vet school, though. I think it's going to be a short-lived thing. I think that they're going to get it. I think one of the things is that a lot of
How do you know more people? Is that a statistic? Because there's only X number of veterinary schools in the United States. I thought they were crammed.
Yeah, they're pretty full, but there's been a couple of ones that started over the last few years, too.
Okay.
So,
and they're out of the country. There's some good veterinary schools out of the country, too, that you can go to, from what I understand.
There's some veterinary schools out of the country. How good they are, I'm not sure. I think that this will – I'm hoping that we'll get more vets to come in.
Well, you know,
and also, of note, Asher is open till 8 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights.
Okay. So. And of course, they start out by people in Shingletown trying to come down. And what they were saying is, oh, you're going to have to go up to Oregon or Chico or things like this. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, open till 8. At least it's better than being shut down over the weekends. Like I, you know, when I first read that article, I thought that's pretty horrendous for something like that. But and I also understand it's even tougher getting into veterinary school than it is medical school.
Have you heard that before? I have heard that before too. But I've also heard that one of the reasons because what you just said there's not enough schools. So. I think that's one of the issues, too. You know, one of the other things is, you know, we have to be able to bring them to the area. So,
yeah.
And once people get here, I think they fall in love with the community. I know I did. I got here through the Air Force and love the area, and that's why we decided to retire here and stay here.
Oh, same for us.
I retired from the Air Force, you know. So I think getting them here is the deal, and they will. I mean, Asher will get more. I think their intention is to get more vets and then go back to
seven days a week. And I understand that. But, again, we go back into the recruitment, just like we have a recruitment for doctors. There, you know,
right.
if we can get them here, that's why a lot of the doctors' wives are really getting involved in the recruitment efforts because they're going after the wives. Because, unfortunately, in social media and things that you read, oh, my gosh, you have to step over, you know, thugs and, you know, danger, 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 Will Rogers, right here in Reading. And we all know if you live here, it's not like that. Do we have our homeless? Yes. But it's nowhere the problems they have, like in San Francisco, L.A. We don't have typhus epidemics here. We don't have hepatitis C epidemics here from homeless.
No, and it's not unique to Reading either.
No.
That's the thing. And I think that one of the things is the growth of our crime has grown
per capita, and that's one of the things. We're a smaller city, and so that growth looks a lot worse than in reality it is. Not saying we don't have issues, because we certainly have issues.
Of course we do.
We've got a good police chief. We've got a great team of people that are working on fixing the issues. We've got a great community that wants to help, and I think that we have really good organizations like Good News Rescue Mission and other organizations like that, Project Homes Connect, where we're trying to give them a hand up and get them off the streets to try and clean it up. So the thing is we're kind of an instant gratification society now, and they want it fixed tomorrow. Well, it's not going to be fixed tomorrow.
The way you're going to fix it tomorrow is have a huge influx of cash. And even then, it's not going to be fixed tomorrow, but it will. There's certain things you can do.
Yeah.
If you have a huge influx of cash, you know, and then you get more police, more community service officers, more beds to put people in, maybe a little barrier unit that lets 100 to 150 people come in there during the day and at night to sleep.
Yeah, well,
the navigation center,
I think, would be a great thing. And we've been consulting with them as well, because they're looking to build a shelter component, an animal shelter component to that, which is great, because I think the animals is one of the reasons that's preventing a lot of homeless people from getting services, is because they're not going to give up their animals, and they're not allowed the mission with their animals unless it's service animals. So having that component, I think, will give us yet another tool to help them get off the streets and into homes and into some affordable housing stuff. I know we're running low on time.
We got 4 minutes left.
Yeah, so I want to cover a couple things again.
Sure.
I just want to reiterate that it's we have the People's and Paws calendars. They're really awesome calendars, so please support. Again, it goes towards Haven Humane and One Safe Place, two organizations that really do a lot for our community.
I want to put it right here.
Okay.
Right up here, okay. So people can see it. Everybody that rolls
we'll
in here, they can look at it.
We'll get you one. And for you, they're $15, but for you, we'll do a special $30.
You know, bless you.
So, then Doggy Dash is March 26th. Please come on out. Have a great time. Run, bring your dog, walk, whatever you want to do. If you're a hardcore runner, certified 5K and 10K, it's early in the running season, so you can get a time early on and do that. And then, again, mark the date for May 4th. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Stay informed. About Haven, you can look at our website, havenhumane.org. You can also follow us on Facebook. We've got a lot of information out there. Our development team with April and her team have been doing a great job. Jim was actually one of the first Mutt Minutes, which is on Friday afternoons, actually. And so look for that on Fridays. Nicole, who works in development, is doing a great job with our Mutt Minute. We've got a bunch of other stuff. So we're busy. We're very busy, and we rely on this community to help us keep going. So please get involved.
You know what? We've got a no-kill shelter here for dogs, and we're working really close to get there. We're working really hard to get to it. So it's a total no-kill shelter. I mean, this is a rare thing. And, you know, the amount of work you and your staff and the volunteers have put in over the last 5 years is just astronomical. And thank you so much. Again, care, community, and compassion, even though that yours is –
Save, care, love.
There you go. Save, care, love.
Yep.
Okay. You know what? Last thing I want to say here is just in, Lassen Volcanic National Park is reporting 1.5 feet of snow overnight with an expected 115 inches.
Holy cow.
Through Wednesday. That's 9.5 feet, my friends.
That's crazy.
And this is from the Mount Shasta Ski Park. We're making a huge effort to get the park unburied. We have not experienced this amount of snow in such a short span in a long time. We received 40 inches of snow on the last day. They're expecting 20 inches more today, the park posted on Facebook this morning. This is the ski park already had 10 feet of snow on its higher terrain before the latest storm. So all you skiers, snowboarders, and tubers, I don't think they'd let you tube up there anymore. I mean, I think they do, but you know what? That much snow. Wow.
They're going to get more snow this year than they have probably the last 5 years combined.
Well, you know what that means then. If we can keep our area from burning down, this summer is going to be huge at the lakes, because those lakes are going to be full. Yeah. And so after last summer when they got hit so hard because of the fires.
Hopefully we'll be able to enjoy the summer.
Wow. I was out on the lake last August. Let me tell you. I think I was on the lake. We couldn't see to the other side, but we were on there, out there with our big friends, our good friends out at Holiday Harbor.
Let's hope and pray that this year we all get to enjoy the amazing summers up here.
You know what? And that we don't have disasters that impact on our community so much like this. I mean, houses, homes, lives, all of these things. And the animals, you guys, we got to run now, but what you did down there in saving and housing so many dogs and cats and all types of animals was just heroic.
Yeah, that was Jim. Can I say that? Jim and his team.
There you go. Okay, thank you so much. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking veterans issues. There's some things going out there with veterans and some of our elected officials that are kind of, you know, maybe need to be brought to light that we need to talk about tomorrow. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Be careful out there. If you're traveling east, get your chains on, get your snow tires on. What did we just say? 9.5 feet through Wednesday. Today's Tuesday. They're going to have 9.5 feet before tomorrow up at Mount Lassen. So if you're going up Eskimo Hill, Shingletown, any of those places, you might want to take precautions, take that go bag. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.